Proclamation number 8039 of 13th of November, 1961. Conditions for attaining the truth. And you should always remember that the truth always and forever remains the same. Just as I myself am unchanging because my nature is supremely perfect, so the truth also remains unchanged, for it belongs to my nature, or also, I am the eternal truth myself. And thus it may well be possible that you give a different meaning to a truth conveyed to you by me if you yourselves are still unawakened in spirit. That you thus distort the truth yourselves and then think erroneously. Yet I will always ensure that the truth will always be guided purely to earth again, and it will only ever depend on your will, on your attitude towards me and thus also towards the truth, whether you now live in truth. But as long as people intellectually try to fathom that which cannot be proven because it concerns spiritual knowledge, there will also be different opinions about it, and as long as this is the case the absolute truth cannot be spoken of, which, however, may be taken possession of by the person who chooses the spiritual path. The path to me, who can and will now introduce you to truth through the Spirit, as I have promised. For it is my will that all of you humans should live in truth. Therefore I will also seize every opportunity to convey it to you. Yet I cannot deviate from the conditions which have to be fulfilled in order to be able to move in truth. A battle is being waged in the spiritual kingdom, a battle of light against darkness, but which the human being himself brings to an end on earth. My adversary once dragged the beings down into darkness because he was devoid of all love. Roman 1, as the eternal love, want to lead you to the light again, because light alone makes you happy, because darkness is an unfortunate state for the being which once emerged from the light. But since the being voluntarily strived towards darkness it must now, as a human being, voluntarily seek the light. Which therefore means desire for light, desire for truth. Then it confesses to me that the state of lightlessness is unbearable to it and that it wants to escape this darkness. And this Sirius will ease the guarantee that he will be introduced to truth. And he will not need to use his intellect, his heart will be illuminated from within, he will feel the truth and accept it without any inner resistance. But you humans must also bear in mind that you can only be introduced to the truth by me. That you may not exclude me myself if you want to possess the truth. For even if the pure truth is conveyed to you by fellow human beings, you do not recognize it as truth as long as you still keep your distance from me, as long as you have not yet entered into a bond with me. Because this is also the law of eternity, that truth cannot be thought of without me. For I am truth itself. This is why unbelieving people cannot stand in the truth, for their thinking will be confused and erroneous as long as my adversary still controls it, who is where I cannot be. Hence it is also understandable that the heartfelt bond with me is necessary in order to be able to work in the human being through my spirit. Which then truly instructs the human being from within in all truth, so that light will arise and the darkness, which is the sign of my adversary's power, will depart from the human being as long as the human being does not try to liberate himself through a conscious bond with me. Only truth can ever emanate from me, but my adversary seeks to undermine it. And the fact that you now have to settle this battle yourselves will be and remain your earthly task, for you once followed my adversary into the abyss, you voluntarily chose darkness. You must now also voluntarily strive towards the light again, so that light will truly become yours if you sincerely ask me for it. Amen.